you. Thank you. We need to turn off all the lights and close all the doors and windows, okay? And I know, just please listen to me and stop asking questions. Hurry. Do you have anywhere we can hide? Your bedroom, maybe. Yeah? Okay, let's go. Here, let's get under the covers. Come on. Specifically, it's just I was outside and I was trying to do something. I was going for a walk and they started chasing me and they're covered in blood. Right, I have to stay quiet. I'm sorry. What's your name? My name's Bill. Really? Again? I'm so sorry about barging into your house like this and getting into your bed. I'm really sorry. And this must be scary for you too. But I think as long as we hide in here, we should be okay. They might not even know that we're in this house. We did close all the windows and doors, right? I at least hope they didn't see me come in here. I don't want them trying to break in. I would feel even worse. You've been such a kind soul. I really didn't mean to burden this on you. I'm so sorry. Maybe I should peek through the window and see if I can see anyone outside. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I don't see anyone. I think we might be safe. We should still avoid getting too noisy, okay? I don't want them damaging any of your property. What? Were you doing anything interesting before I showed up? Did I ruin your night? Well, I suppose that part is obvious. No one wants a screaming girl banging on their door, do they? Snuggles and cuddles. Uh-huh. Why do you think that's an absurd way to pay someone back for what they've done for you? You helped me. Don't you want head pats? Don't you want me to thank you? Are you? Are you ungrateful? grateful for my offer? Do you think I'm ridiculous? Who doesn't want head pats and snuggles? Especially from a cute girl like me. You hate me too, don't you? You want to kill me as well? What did I do to you? I'm sorry. You'll really let me give you head pats and snuggles if I stop crying? Well, I'll wipe my tears. That's an offer I can't refuse. Wiping my tears, okay? May I go ahead and pat your head now? Oh, your hair is much softer than what I imagined. What a soothing texture between my fingers. Your hair feels so nice. It's not like I've ever been imagining your hair. It's just, I saw it and I wondered how it would feel between my fingers. Here. Pat, pat, pat. I can't see your face in the dark, but I imagine you're blushing. Do you think we can unhide ourselves from the blanket? Yeah. Okay. It's not like they can look in through the window, right? The blinds are closed. Huh. So this is your room. I've been wondering what I looked like. Lots of stuff on your nightstand. It's okay. I have a lot of trash around my room, too. Lots of pictures on the wall. Of what? Don't worry about that, okay? Your bed is also a lot more comfy than I imagined. Oh. Well, it is a nice room. I would love to have this room. I know you think it's nothing special, but it's your room. And to me, that's super special. Only because you saved me, of course. I didn't even know who you were before now, right? Yeah, I promise you I've never seen those guys before. I was just walking and they started coming after me. No, they didn't have any blood on them. Huh? What are you trying to accuse me of? I did not say they had blood on them earlier. Are you trying to call me a liar? Why are you pointing your fingers at me like that? Cut it out. Please stop looking at me like I'm a liar. Come on, you're really making me nervous now. I am not a liar. Fine. You know what? You've backed me into a corner. Do you want to know the truth? I made it up. There is no one outside chasing me. I just needed an excuse to get inside your bedroom. You made it very, very easy for me. You even helped me close all the windows and lock